As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? I felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
You know, we've talked about this, and it's been in the news, what has happened to too many dogs on airplanes and other animals as well, not to mention the complicating factors. Is it a comfort dog? Is it a service dog? What do these things mean? And which animals should be allowed on planes? Well, you know, you wait long enough, and if the industry doesn't regulate itself, then public officials will regulate the industry. It happens in any industry, anytime. And that's what's happening now. And I think for the better, we'll talk with State Senator Marisol Alcantara from New York State and hear about what she is proposing, which I am excited about. I had been talking to United Airlines, but they fell away. You can't talk to someone who doesn't answer. You know, it's hard to have a one-way conversation. And that's what I mean. So the public officials are stepping in and saying, you know what? If the airlines aren't going to do this, we are going to do this. What exactly are they going to do? We will find out. Finally, those nor'easters have stopped and the mosquitoes have started. And actually, they've long started, especially in the south and southeastern part of America. And with mosquitoes comes heartworm disease. And what's the best way to protect against heartworm disease? We will talk about that. I am so really proud of what this one resort in Mexico has done, because they are doing it right. What are they doing right? Having to do with saving cats? We will tell you. But most of all, we're here for you. We're here to take your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Toll free. Here to help you. Anne, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
So what's your question?
Okay, my question is this. I have a boyfriend who lives about an hour and a half away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And he has had a stray male cat that has been intermittently coming around his home. I think that the cat now just kind of lives in the neighborhood. It's not feral because it's friendly,
mm-hmm.
But it's not neutered. Now, so I thought, well, I would be willing to trap the cat and get him neutered, but then I don't know what to do with him. I called a local animal welfare group, and the person there said that they don't have, like, a trap-neuter release program. And this isn't really a feral cat anyway.
Right.
And the guy also said that they didn't really support TNR programs because it kills birds, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, first of all, I get him on the phone with me because that's ridiculous. You know, it doesn't support. All right. If you have we're going to veer off the subject, and I promise I'll come back to answer your question, which is a tough question to answer because I know exactly where you're going with this. If you have, let's say, a colony of 10 feral cats, and you trap, neuter, and return them, which means they're all they can no longer reproduce because they're spay or neutered. And now you're vaccinating them for rabies, which is always part of the program, which benefits public health. And you have 10 cats in, say, the year 2010. In the year 2020, what will happen? You know, some of the cats will die of old age or maybe other disease, and none will be added because they cannot reproduce. Now, maybe other cats from other communities will come over, you know, from the cat from the group next door or whatever, but you're lowering the threshold of the population. It is the only answer. What we've done historically is animal control has come out really complaint-driven, and they catch as many as they can catch, and they can never get them all. They never have time or resources to get them all, and even if they did, catching all the cats in a colony is really a challenging thing to do. It takes a commitment to do that. And animal control, it's kind of a job, and they do the best they can, and that's fine. And they get 4 or 5 or 6 of the 10. And if they do, that's fine, and it takes like no time for the cats to fill that void, which is actually called a vacuum. And often what happens is they, now you had 10, now they have 12 because the cats fill it and kind of overfill it. But he's not.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, me neither. He's not alone, though. There are others who, for reasons I don't completely get, are just like stuck in the Stone Age, in my opinion. But let me answer your question. So you've got this cat that's probably an own cat. And,
right.
And or maybe an indoor. And that's the problem with keeping our cats indoors, outdoors, because the cat wanders into, and what this cat might do, and it's not the cat's fault, you know, he's being allowed outside. He might be pooping and peeing in yards and in gardens and ticking off neighbors and scratching cars and going up against that house or that house, causing indoor cats that are own cats that are inside to pee inside their house. And maybe owners to get so frustrated they give up those cats, all because someone lets out their cat. Or the worst thing of all that's hardly ever talked about, and that's this: cats can kill people. Trying to avoid a cat, if you're driving along in a car, who wouldn't? And every year people die in cars because they try to avoid hitting a cat, you know. So it's there's just no upside to keeping these cats outside. My answer nowadays is you're doing the right thing by taking this cat in to be neutered. And I wouldn't be bothered. I'm going to get phone calls by me saying this, but I would not be bothered if you or you said your boyfriend took this cat inside as their own cat. The cat will benefit.
I would do that, and I was thinking about doing that. I have two cats of my own that are kind of older cats, strictly indoor, and they really wouldn't accept it. But I thought, well, maybe I could make do by fixing my fence so that it really couldn't get out.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to do that now. You could check the internet for catfencein.com is one website, and there are lots. You can build things for yourself, you know, that you want. And you know what? You might be able to make the introduction work with your older cats. All right, I hope I helped you, Anne.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. We've been doing this show 13 years, and I will tell you, and it's consistent with the blog that I write, too, when you write me questions about your pet's behavior. Typically, you write me or you call me as kind of a last resort. You know, it's been going on for quite a while, and frankly, if I don't get to your call or email and I can't help you for whatever reason, or maybe you don't come to me, you come to someone else, an animal behaviorist or some person, it doesn't matter. It's consistent where people, maybe it's human nature, wait until the problem gets so bad, and then you expect the expert to turn it around in 2 days, which is very difficult, if not downright impossible to do. So this is your opportunity. If something is really bothering you regarding your animal's behavior, call 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, you can call them feral cats, you can call them community cats. It's not a new issue. As long as there have been cats, this has been a concern or a problem or maybe a good thing, because I'll tell you, what the cats do that are outdoors is they eat. And, well, yeah, and we don't like them killing migrating birds. What we do like is when they kill rats, particularly city rats, and they kill other vermin. So there are upsides, there are downsides, and again, it's nothing new. They've been around for thousands of years, and I will tell you, for thousands of years, human beings, all of us, have tried to eradicate these cats. One place they love to hang out are resorts. At resorts around the world, including America, at resorts, what they do is they have a certain source of food. You know, there are restaurants at resorts, right? And those restaurants aren't always as careful as they should be. Also, human beings being human beings, we want to feed those cats. So oftentimes we do, and we supplement whatever they can do that way. And at these resorts, there's vermin attracted by those restaurants, right, and their trash. So there's rats and other vermin. So there's plenty of food, and there aren't a lot of predators because of all the human presence. So they're kind of protected, and they live very well at these resorts. It's true all over the world. And resorts typically, at first, ignore the issue, and then the cats populate more and more because, after all, they do literally reproduce like rabbits. And when that happens, then the resorts go into panic mode. What do? We've got cats all over the place. So they try poisoning the cats. Well, that doesn't go well. For one thing, it doesn't solve the problem. But more importantly, visitors to resorts don't like seeing dead cats. And clearly, I hope you understand and would agree, it's not the humane thing to do. So what do they do? You know, so in Mexico, they've got it right. It's called El Dorado Royal. That's the name of the resort. It's in that Riviera Maya stretch between Cancun and Playa del Carmen. It's a large resort. And what they did is they built what they call a cat cafe. And they are little bungalows that really totally represent. They're like miniature versions of where the visitors stay, the human visitors stay when they go to this particular resort. And they're numbered. They actually have room numbers to them, and there's food inside, and they supplement the cats with food. But let me back it up a couple steps. So what they've done is they've spayed and neutered the cats with a local animal shelter in Playa del Carmen. They vaccinate them for rabies, and they even have dewormed the cats for public health reasons because you've got all these human visitors right there. Well, now the population is stable. Well, guess what? Trap, neuter, vaccinate, release. It really does work, right? So you've got a stable number of cats. Now, every once in a while, a cat wanders in. They don't know how the cat gets there, but a cat does wander in. But again, what they do then is they notice it because they have people watching the cats, watching their overall health. So if one cat is having great difficulty, something happens to that cat, then they bring the cat to the local veterinarian. Or if a cat wanders in, like I described, then they spay and neuter and vaccinate and deworm that individual cat as well. Now, here's what also happens. The cats, because they're supplemented with food, they're just not as interested in working hard to kill wildlife. They do on occasion, I'm sure. But for the most part, no. They don't touch the wildlife. They, being a high-end resort, El Dorado Royal has their own vermin control, you know. But if there is a stray mouse or bigger than a mouse wandering around, you've got the cats around, and the cats actually deter them from coming in. So this is a win-win for everyone. El Dorado Royal, I credit them for being so environmentally careful and doing the right thing for the cats.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard.
Some parts of the country got walloped this winter, while others didn't have it so bad. Be aware that if you got to enjoy a mild winter, you need to be more vigilant about fleas and ticks and their hosts. Feral cats and possums are a huge source of fleas, while raccoons, mice, deer, and even wild turkeys are a haven for ticks. When it's a mild winter, you're going to have more of those animals surviving, and that means there are going to be more hosts available for the fleas and ticks that then will have the opportunity to proliferate and get on our pets. The best way to help your pets fight off an infection is by not waiting until you see a flea or tick. Talk to your veterinarian about an appropriate product to fight the fleas and ticks on your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
So speaking of doing the right thing, I don't know that United Airlines or any of the airlines are volunteering to say, okay, we've made mistakes here. We are going to change that and do what's right. Well, what's happened is the public officials, our politicians are coming in because, you know what, we all have pets. And they're saying, well, we want to make a change. And I'll be talking to one of those very caring public officials, State Senator Marisol Alcantara from New York State, next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
He doesn't bite, and he has all his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
We've reported about this. In fact, when I first reported the very first of a series of very bad events that happened in a week regarding animals flying on United Airlines, dogs specifically, I didn't believe the story. I didn't want to print anything about it because I couldn't believe it was true. I'm talking about the dog that was placed in the overhead. So the flight's about to take off, and the flight attendant, for reasons I still do not comprehend, said, put that dog, which was in a carrier, in an overhead above the seat. Well, the problem with that, there is no oxygen in those overheads, or virtually very little oxygen anyway. And the dog ended up dying, presumably suffocating. And the airlines really have not stepped up to do much about it. And when the airlines don't do that, or industry in general doesn't do what's right, that's where public officials oftentimes do what's right. And I credit State Senator Marisol Alcantara from New York State because, Senator, you are doing what's right. So tell me about what motivated you to do what you're doing, and more importantly, what it is that you're proposing.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be on the radio show. I'm a dog owner. My husband and I adopted two dogs ourselves. They are part of our family. And I know how devastating to my five-year-old would be if one of our pets die in such a way. And I grew up in a farm for the first 7 years of my life where my grandparents had a lot of animals. So I have a deep love and respect for animals. And when I saw what happened to this dog, the mother, the owner of the dog, she's a young mom with a new, she was holding a one-month-old baby. She
yeah.
was with a little girl, Sophia, 11 years old. And the fact that people are so cruel that they told her to put the dog in the cargo, in the luggage area. I couldn't believe that somebody would do this. And the fact they knew it was a dog, they made her buy a plane ticket for the dog. You know, this is United has a history of having accidents with dogs, with animals. For example, somebody emailed us that they had a large rabbit and that United put the rabbit in the freezer. So the rabbit died.
Yeah.
And so that's what motivated me to see this family, this little girl, 11-year-old, crying, how she cannot go to sleep. She's not able to go to school. She probably needs counseling now because of what happened to her dog.
Yeah, yeah. So you said, and some of these things, you know, the thing is now with social media, in the defense, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I want to say what's right. In defense of United Airlines, some of these stories that we've heard over the past several months, maybe over the past couple of years, really have been exaggerated. But there's no question this and other stories like it, not only with United Airlines, but other airlines as well, should never happen. So you said, I am going to do something about it. So what is your idea?
So my bill would, well, we ask the Queens District Attorney, the County of Queens, New York, which is where LaGuardia Airport is located at,
mm-hmm.
to look at this as a criminal issue. So that's number one. Number two, we want the all airlines flying in and out of New York State to develop policies on where they can place an animal. They can they cannot be placed in a cargo, and in whatever they place the animal, they have to make sure that the room temperature is controlled, that there's adequate lighting, food. That they have medicine just in case the dog gets sick, and that they develop a plan just in case the flight is delayed. How are they going to deal with the animals that are in the plane?
And that's actually been a problem. And the other problem is where animals pay a terminal price often is when planes need to be switched out, you know, so there's a connecting flight, and then the animal gets misplaced somehow. And that, again, I'm talking about all airlines here.
Exactly. It's not, like you said, because of social media. Unite was just the one that got caught doing this. I'm sure that this is an overall problem because we have received many emails and phone calls of people that have had similar experiences in other airlines. And like you said, we are also worried about what happens when the flight is delayed. You know, like you saw a week ago, they sent a dog to Japan when
yeah.
it was supposed to go to, I believe, Kansas.
Yes.
And like you said, that happens when they change flights. So the airlines need to develop policy on what to do when that happens.
All right. Well, I am all for you. And we are going to stay in touch with you because you're so far, as far as I know, U.S. senators have talked about it and some U.S. representatives have talked about it. But to my knowledge, there's no bill. You actually have a bill that you want to support, and it's yours, and are pushing it forward. And my hope is that if you come up with the answers, other states, including the one that I live in, will follow. Senator Marisol Alcantara, thank you so much, and we will keep in touch. Next, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. on your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Ken, you are on the radio. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just wish my dog was doing a little better.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Well, he seems to have a problem. He wants to drag his rear end through the gravel, on the ground, through the grass, and he really acts like it's really bothering him bad, and I took him to the vet, and they gave me worm pills, and it didn't seem to help none.
Well, did they take a look at his anal glands?
No, sir.
Well, I don't know. I'm a bit confused, because that is typically, I mean, that is so classic. You know, so I'm missing something here. First off, I'm a behavior guy. I'm certified in dog and cat behavior, not the rear end of dogs. However, your veterinarian is, if you will. So the classic sign of these anal glands or anal sacs, really, they're not glands, we call them that, being impacted. You know, when dogs relieve themselves, when they do number two, some stuff squirts out. And that helps tell other dogs a whole lot about that dog.
He's been having diarrhea, and I believe I even may have seen a little bit of blood in his on his stool.
Okay, so the so let me go through. So anal, the impacting of anal sacs, them not expressing themselves, that's the terminology, believe it or not, when the dog does number two, that's possible. I was going to say also gastrointestinal issues or something related to that is another possibility. The dog just hurts back there, or if the dog is having runny stools, you know, dogs don't use toilet paper, so there could be something going on, you know. So your veterinarian really needs to have a conversation with you about what's going on, and there is something going on, and if there's blood in the stool, and if it's consistent, it concerns me. Listen, blood in the stool once a year, probably, you know, listen, that's no, it happens, but if it's happening and happening and happening, that right there in of itself is a reason to contact your veterinarian. And if you feel your veterinarian for one reason or another isn't taking this seriously or isn't, which I can't imagine, or able to address it, which I can't imagine, then simply see another veterinarian.
Well, he may be afraid of him because the dog even tried to bite me the other day when I was just brushing him.
Aha. So has this been always what the dog's behavior is?
Well, I found him. He's a Siberian Husky. And mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, when I carried him in, they said they found a chip and that the owners was coming to get the dog. So I went back up there and put the dog in the back of my truck and waited on the owners, and they didn't want to pay the vet bill.
But, great.
You know, so they never came back to get, you know, never came up there to get him. But he's really a wild acting dog, you know, and I'm afraid of him. But
yeah. All right. Well, you can develop a stronger bond with the dog just by doing things with this dog that the dog enjoys. And it is conceivable, there's no guarantee here, that at least you will develop a more trusting, you know, it's all about trust. And my sense is just based on, this is usually how it goes, is the dog may be somewhat fearful. But having said that, when you go to the veterinarian, before you go, get a basket muzzle. They're available online as well as some pet stores. And that way your veterinarian and you will be protected too. Because we don't
I was thinking I was probably going to have him put him down to work him over, but, you know.
Well, I don't know what you mean by put him down.
We'll put him to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, a basket muzzle and a veterinary technician usually do the trick.
Okay.
Maybe with a harness on, you know, or a leash on, you know, to help control the dog too.
Yeah.
But definitely that rear end needs to be looked at. The anal glands need to be checked. And a discussion about what you're feeding the dog and what the dog might be eating when the dog is outside and you're not with the dog.
Well, he don't eat anything but what I give him. And I feed him, I cook him hamburger every morning and every evening.
Now, this dog's...
And with his food.
Yeah, this dog's got it pretty good. But you need to have a discussion. Something is going on with your dog is the bottom line. There's no way I could discern from here. I could say, hey, it might be this. Oh, no, it might be that. But there's nothing I can do to definitively say that's the problem. That's a discussion you'll have to have with your veterinarian. Checking for intestinal parasites also makes sense, which you said your veterinarian did.
Well, he just gave him the worm. He said he felt like, you know, it was some kind of a chewable.
Okay, I doubt he gave him the worm. He probably gave him a dewormer. Veterinarians rarely give dogs worms. But I hear what you're saying, and again, talk to your veterinarian.
Thanks
hopefully,
for being there for us.
Well, sure. Hopefully, at least I've given you some ideas. Least I could do is send you a dog toy. So hold on so we can get your information. It was really heroic of you to take in this dog that you don't even have a great relationship with. And my goodness, you're cooking the dog hamburger every morning. I should come over to your house for an omelet, I think.
Well, you'd love to get bit.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so. I don't know. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. If you've not done so, I hope you like me. I mean, on Facebook, So go to Facebook.com under Pages. Just look for mine. Type in my name, Steve Dale. And you can be among the thousands of people that like my fan page, where I post all the time news about companion animals. When the news first broke about that dog that, incredibly, I still can't believe it. Well, why would a flight attendant? And I had so many people on Facebook say, well, I teach flight attendants, and I do not teach them not to put a live animal in the overhead, because we never thought anybody would do that. I mean, that's, why would you teach it? It's like teaching someone not to jump off a building. I mean, you know, it's not the kind of thing you need to, but apparently it needs to be taught. I don't know. Coming up next, our email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Next, the question about a crazy kitten. But aren't they all? It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
This is so exciting. I'm about to make you smile, guaranteed, or your money back. I'm just going to say one word, and I do believe you will all smile. Benji. I mean, really, the one of the most iconic dogs ever on the big screen. But the thing about Benji is that Benji changed the world. I don't think I'm going too far. So Lassie, wonderful dog, but Lassie, a purebred dog, which is fine, a collie, Rin Tin Tin, a German Shepherd. I can go through all the dogs from going back to Toto and Wizard of Oz, a Cairn Terrier, all purebred dogs. That's what they used then. Joe Camp, who created Benji, said, I want a mutt, and continued to use shelter dogs throughout. So Benji actually wasn't a shelter dog necessarily. Was, maybe, I don't know. We'll find out. Benji actually, you know where Benji came from? A TV show. Benji was a TV actor, the dog. I'm not going to tell you what show. We'll find out next week. But what Joe did is he changed everyone's thinking, because actually, because a result of Benji, maybe if it wasn't for Benji, maybe another dog would have done the trick. But after Benji, pet adoptions went way up, particularly on the dog side, because he showed, you know, Benji, brilliant dog, right? Could save little kids. And if you can get that kind of dog from an animal shelter, people were not adopting dogs. And dogs in the 1970s at animal shelters were considered damaged goods. And Joe Camp, when he created Benji, he changed all of that.
Great simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
And maybe what I failed to say about Benji, because I get so excited when I talk about Benji, is that Joe Camp, who created Benji, will be on the show next week. And there is a new Benji movie coming out on Netflix. In fact, it's out now on Netflix. So if you go to Netflix, you can find it. Okay, here's the question. Dear Steve, I know our kitten is only playing, but she chases us up and down the hallways, sometimes nipping at our pant legs. My husband and I are both nearly 80, and we're afraid we might trip over our kitten. Do you have any thoughts? I have a secret weapon. You ready? Take some Temptations treats, kind of like kitty crack, or another treat your kitten may enjoy, or some toys. Put them in your pocket. Little toys, like little mouse toys. Put them in your pocket. As you see the kitten coming toward you, toss them in the other direction. And the kitten will run after those. And if they're treats, you're actually training your kitten to run the other way rather than kind of in between and under your legs, which you're right, little kittens do that, but we don't want you to fall down. So that's one idea. The other is, be sure to give your kitten other things to do. Enrich the kitten's environment. And this is so incredibly important for all cats and kittens, no matter how old they are. So give them vertical places to go. Give them places to jump and run, especially young kittens who need to get all that energy out that are up and away from you. And remember, cats use vertical space. So give them that vertical space to use. Hide toys in different places. So as they wander around, they may never know what they're going to find, and put those toys in different places all the time. The other thing is, leave out food treats. In fact, I'm a proponent of, and I've said this on the radio before, what's really important isn't, the discussion online is what we feed our cats. To me, what's more important is how we feed our cats. And I will tell you, first of all, keep the cat indoors. Cats are safer indoors. I'm totally on board with that. But the problem with that is they kind of become, over time, brain dead and overweight or obese. In fact, more than half our cats in America are overweight or obese. So I'm a fan of these feeders where, or food puzzles, where food is left out all the time, but in different places. So you put food out over there, then over there, then over there, in treat dispensing toys. There are so many of them out on the market now. And at feeding time, that is how you feed the cat. And, cats naturally prefer multiple meals, small meals. They don't gorge themselves. So when a cat outdoors catches a mouse, we're talking about a tiny bit of food. When you're talking about filling up the food bowl with either moist or dry food, you're talking about much more food than that. And then the cats become people trainers, and they train us to give them more food throughout the day than they may need. So I'm a huge fan of encouraging enrichment, encouraging the thought process. Okay, where am I going to find food? So the cats think about it. And it's kind of a way in which cats can hunt indoors. And if your cats are busy doing that, they're not going to be as busy wreaking havoc elsewhere, which is a good thing as well. You can email questions to me, steve@petworldradio.net. Next, mosquitoes. They are here. They're back. And as more rains come, there will be more of them. That's guaranteed, or your money back. With mosquitoes comes heartworm disease, the best way maybe to protect your dog. Next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
From the Companion Animal Parasite Console, Dr. Craig Pryor, I begin with this question, sir. What is the Companion Animal Parasite Console?
The Companion Animal Parasite Council is a national nonprofit funded by industry made up of independent veterinarians, parasitologists, and public health veterinarians. We provide the guidelines for all veterinarians. We provide the guidelines for all veterinarians so that veterinarians can find out all the information they need to know on the common parasites of dogs and cats and the less common parasites of dogs and cats as far as all information about the parasites, diagnosis, treatment, prevention. Our ultimate goal is to see every pet tested and every pet protected against parasites.
And with heartworm, we're not doing as good as we should be. Heartworm disease is carried by mosquitoes. Why aren't we doing as well as we should be doing?
We've actually seen about a 20% increase in the prevalence from 2013 through 2017, which is really scary. One of the biggest issues is compliance. So clients are just not giving heartworm prevention year-round, 12 months of the year.
People are forgetting to do it. They don't think it's important.
Right.
They may pay for a product that's supposed to last over the course of a year. 3 years later, they go into the veterinarian, and now they say, I'm running out.
You know,
so that's one issue, but it's more complicated than that.
Resistance is out there. It's real.
What does that mean?
So the actual heartworm is becoming resistant to the class of drugs that actually kill it off. So the class of drugs is the macrocytic lactone. It actually, when using it as a preventive, it actually kills the larval stage. Once the dog becomes infected by the larval stage, it kills it before it becomes an adult. Well, what we're finding is that there is now resistance to the class of drugs. And so there are a number of resistant strains. There's actually one just identified in New Orleans a couple of months ago called, it's been named Metairie 2014. It's the latest strain. So what's happening is the class of drugs just aren't working as well as we'd like them to. They're still working against the non-resistant strains, incredibly effective, especially when given 12 months of the year. But the resistant strains, they're still killing it, but not as well and not completely. So we're seeing this slowly arise, and it's a class-wide effect. And unfortunately, what we have as far as preventives is what we have. There's nothing new on the horizon right now.
Oh, but there is something. There's this idea. So the CDC has said, and there is no CDC for pets, but the Centers for Disease Control for People has long said, well, let's use a multimodal approach. Let's make sure that if one thing isn't 100% perfect, we've got something else that'll make it perfect. And now we're doing that with dogs as well.
Right. So look at the World Health Organization. Over 50% of their resources go against the vector. So when they have a parasite that is spread or disease like malaria that's spread via the mosquito, they say, let's just not treat it and prevent it. Let's go after the vector. And 50% of their resources go after the vector.
Which is the mosquito.
The mosquito. So in veterinary medicine, we're now looking at this and saying, we can actually add another layer of protection by going after the vector, which is the mosquito.
And how is that done?
So it's by using an insecticide that's insecticidal and repellent. And so Vector 3D has been shown to do in studies that it's over 98.5%, almost 100% effective on preventing mosquitoes being able to feed on positive microfilaria, heartworm positive
dogs. So Vector 3D is a product it's been out there, and it protects against fleas and ticks. I don't want to understate that, because that in itself is important.
And biting flies and lice.
Okay.
Multiple things. It's very effective.
Absolutely. But now what researchers have figured out is we can zap those mosquitoes and kill them even before they bite the dog.
Right. And so so this does not exclude the use of using your monthly heartworm prevention. The dogs absolutely must be on this. But we can now add another layer of protection to make these drugs, to make it absolutely more effective and more bulletproof that we can prevent the transmission of heartworm disease.
And what I love about this, it's also economical to the pet owners, because you need something, I hope, to protect against fleas and ticks anyway.
Right.
So now you're also protecting this other layer, as you describe, against heartworm disease, which is awfully important.
And you talk to your veterinarian, you actually use Vector 3D with the right heartworm preventions, and heartworm preventions do more than just heartworms now. They do intestinal parasites as well, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You actually got your dog on one of the most broad spectrum type of preventive regimes that there is. You're doing fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, heartworms, flies, lice, and intestinal parasites.
Double defense, no more heartworm is what we like to say. Dr. Pryor, thank you.
My pleasure.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.